Off the Record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is this behind?
They would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring, Inspiring Choices Magazine Healthy Homes Edition, out now.
Choices Flooring's Inspiring Choices Magazine, the Healthy Homes Edition, is out now. Choices Flooring is the place to go. And we thank them for their support in the 2021 in towns right around Australia. Picks, recording in your very own install. You're an old carpet man, of course, yourself. A long way since those days, Choices Flooring, leading the industry. No question.
I enjoyed my days as selling carpets.
And Picks, the floor is yours.
Hey, yeah, all right. Cricket season back in full flight, which is great news for Off the Record files. Firstly, this is Richo.
Kostornis is going to join us in the centre of Manuka Oval.
Best Hollywood.
Manuka Oval. Right, okay.
And a bit of Stornis is going to join us.
Stornis is going to join us.
I reckon that's going to be a watch out for us in the cricket commentary over summer. Oh, it's creeping in everywhere.
I stuffed up when I was doing the ball by ball a couple of years ago with Bobby Quiney. I called Stornis, went out, and I said, "Oh, that was disappointing." Like, I didn't mean to say it.
Sounds like we're the ones that stuffed
disappointing
up.
Disappointing for Stornis. Disappointing.
Sounds like we're the ones that stuffed up if you're doing the play by play.
There was some sort of. Oh, I enjoyed doing that.
Did you?
I really did enjoy it. Yeah. Couldn't do it at the moment with this year. And don't think you're going to get an extra bang for your buck by me doing more bloody games.
Hope you can do both.
No. Right. Umpiring expert on Channel 7 got a bit confused here.
But sometimes, as you know, sound does travel faster than light.
Right, okay. I see.
Emoji confused face.
I love this. This story was as good as it gets. I just wanted to put it in there because it was good. It's Kerry O'Keefe. I was watching it at the time. He's discovered himself a new friend in lockdown.
When we started to have to spend at home, I noticed this woman sitting in my lounge room.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was in and out with Fox Cricket. And then with COVID, I started to talk to her. And she told me she was my wife.
And we're
getting on really well. There's a plus to COVID. I met me missus. She told me she was my wife.
I loved it. I thought that was a very, very funny. That was very funny. Okay, Jules, Disturb here, committed the cardinal sin. He's not listening to the interviewee whilst he's chatting with Chuck.
And again, I think Ridhiam Saha is the best wicketkeeper in the world. I think he is number one. So for me, as a keeper, I'm picking him.
Seen a few people asking on Twitter today about Tim Payne. Is he the best keeper in the world?
Well, I just said to you, I think Ridhiam Saha is the best wicketkeeper in the world, but Tim Payne's very close behind. He's definitely
looked after him pretty well, Chuck.
He looked after him a treat, really. Honestly, he's Payne, or have you got the same affliction that I've got?
Had someone in his ear, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. We love Eddie. Big Eddie, he reads a lot of the ads. He's a beauty, but sometimes when he creeps in for some on-air time with his greyhound crosses, he doesn't always get them right.
See what you did there. Boomer Harvey's Thursday night special at the Dogs, Short Pork in Race 8 at Sandown Pork. Park. Set to jump at 9:28 p.m.
Now, he's a beauty because I have to do all of my live read stuff-ups. I stuff up during the week. You know, the reality is that I do them with Ed and he somehow gets it so they sound half decent. Hutcho did himself a bit of a mischief here, reading out text messages on the run. Oh, a couple of them weren't great.
Anyway, Dusty played for my cricket club as a kid, 52 not out for his first hit as a junior. That's from Drophead. I think it's from Drophead.
Drophead, Dusty in.
Oh, Drophead.
Drophead.
I think we better go.
He thought his name was Drophead.
Drophead. He's just giving it the old, also Drophead. Couple from tags here. First, he tries for a joke that doesn't really stick.
And if train the first two and own the third horse.
Yeah, train the first two and just shut up, Trent. All right?
Beg your pardon?
Shut up. Ran second. Third. Chat up. Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know. I think you were trying to pull off a gag and clearly didn't work.
Then he went for Matthew McConaughey's name.
After Maruya, race one.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
All right. Let's give the fans what they want.
I sound like Matthew McConaughey here then. All right.
it's spinning image tags.
All right.
You're not tags, just a heads up. This is the Arsenal coach here. He's trying to explain the difference between soccer and basketball.
But then football is not like basketball. In basketball, you shoot 50 times, and the opponent does it once, and you win every single game. It's a stat. It doesn't work in football like that. You can do the opposite way around and lose 1-0. We lost against Burnley.
There you go. So in case we didn't know that there was a difference between how the scoring works in both.
I'm glad he filled us in on that.
He filled us in. This was good. There's one person that doesn't cop anything from callers or listeners or whatever is Choppers.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't understand why it's so popular, and yet they've done, well, based on the evidence that we've got, next to nothing in terms of trying to create other roads to get in and out. Do you see any evidence of that?
Sorry, you talking to me?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was confused with that. What was it? Yeah.
Who'd you think you were talking to, Mark?
Sorry?
Who'd you think you were talking to? Oh, you thought you'd talk...
just a bit confused, yeah.
No, that's all right, Mark. Yeah, what are you saying?
He picks up every talkback call, stuffs his name up, the calls in Choppers.
Yeah, he does.
In fact, let's go to throwback time.
Yes. Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
No, it's not pre-recorded, old mate. This is the Golden Choppers moment.
It's 18 to 11. Joey has given us a call. G'day, Joey.
Yeah, g'day, Choppers. We got a...
Hang on, whoa. Come on, let's start again. Let's start again, Joey. Hello, Joey.
Yeah, g'day, Choppers. There's a semi on the side in Sydney Road and Camp Road, Broadmeadows. It's causing traffic there, causing a bit of mayhem from the traffic, eh, Choppers?
Well, mate, you've done very well, Joey, and I'll let you off the hook, all right?
I'm not worried about that, mate.
All right, Joey. Thanks very much, Joey, telling us there.
Joey wasn't taking it. I don't care whether you want me to call you Choppers or not. The minute you crank up about a nickname... It's free for all.
Yeah,
it's a free for all.
Yep.
Do you really think I'm like being called Pixie? I blew up a couple of times, and now I've got not just you and other people calling me that. No one in their life would call me that.
Do you get a little bit now, do you?
A little bit I do, yeah. Well, bloody Jade Rawlings calls me that.
Yep. You got pickers back in the day.
I was always that when I, all my through my whole life.
Picks took off.
I got Larry for a while when I was playing cricket at Carlton.
Larry, oh no.
Yeah, Larry for a couple of years from the Carlton boys.
Off the record for Choices Flooring, Inspiring Choices magazine, the Healthy Home Edition out now. Yeah, have a look at this out the back, by the way, before we go to a break.
What are we looking at?
Yeah. Big Paddy G, Paddy Garshagan's back today. He's had a couple of weeks off. He got suspended by tags.
He did? Yeah, I feel
and
that.
He's back today. He's got his pockets loaded. And
he's filled
this morning at the end of the odds couple, which had no scuba. They had to work a bit harder.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yep. Had to work a bit hard at the crease.
Yeah, well, they had to work for their runs.
Had to bring the chemistry stick in there at one stage.
They got Zipper in there to help them out, I heard.
Get them realigned.
Yeah.
Paddy was asked, Caitlin Mellion's meant to be doing the segment this morning, and she's on leave.
Katie's not around.
Well, that's what emerged at 9:05. So Paddy's off the bench to do our segment next.
Yep.
He's been pacing for 30 minutes like he's going at the bat. Have a look at him.
No, well,
he's up in the sheds.
I queried him on the way in.
He's come in to do it. It's only a phoner.
He's nervous.
Quarter past 10.
He's been shadow batting out there.
Shadow batting through the window. Sees this is his big break.
I caught him during the week. He's posted a couple of lovey-dovey shots on Insta.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, got you, didn't I? He goes, I had it a few weeks away with the boys. Got late test and golf trips and the like.
Have a look at him. He's shadow batting.
Yeah, he is.
It's a big segment, this.
He's running through his notes. I hope he's got something for the Perth Cup, because I'm going to ask him about that.
I want to get a couple of curveballs at him.
I'm going to try and find him.
He'd want to make the most of this segment, wouldn't he? Because I've never seen anyone get here earlier and put more preparation into it.
Well, because I'll tell you what, there's a couple that come on and do it pretty well.
Nathan's at...
Hoffy? Von Hoff?
The National's down swimming lessons and just barely takes a call in between sessions.
Well, if he does, he just takes it whenever he feels like it and then just basically drops out.
Yeah. He's been in... Look at this. Focused, committed.
He's focused. This is what I like about him. He's one of those on the uppers. He's coming with a rush. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes Brownie's spot. There you go.
We'll see him here in the studio, would you believe, next on Off the Bench.
We've never had anyone read the odds live.
I live and breathe.